Bird experts and bird lovers everywhere are celebrating a pretty remarkable event that took place over the weekend. The world's oldest known tracked bird, a Lycaon albatross named Wisdom, who's over 60 years old, landed at a nesting albatross colony near Hawaii and laid an egg. She is an astounding scientist by living this long and by continuing to reproduce. Here to tell us more is Vicky Croak, who reports on all things animal for us at Here and Now. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Jeremy.
And first of all, what do we know about the age of this bird?
Well, Wisdom was tagged with a leg band in 1956 at the Midway Atoll National Wildlife Refuge, and it's an important nesting site. And we know that these birds don't breed until they're at least 5 years old. So we know she's about 64,
Wow. And
she might even be older.
And I saw that actually the person who tagged Wisdom is still a volunteer at over 90 years old. But have any other albatrosses come close to this age?
We know of another kind of albatross, a northern royal albatross named Grandma, and she laid an egg when she was 61, but she's not been seen in years, so we presume that she has died since.
Wisdom still mama rather than grandma, although who knows? Maybe she's also great-grandma too. But tell us about Wisdom. What do we know about her and her species?
Well, she's a really pretty bird, as you've seen. These albatrosses, they've got these gleaming white breasts with dark wings and backs and long yellow bills dipped in black. They're the largest of the albatross species. They've got wingspans of more than 11 feet. That's the largest of any bird. So they're just magnificent. And they really need those big wings. Albatrosses, they spend like 95% of their lives out at sea. Mm. And they've got lots of tricks to do that. So they make use of wind currents to soar. And they're also thought to be able to shut down half their brains while flying.
Wow.
In order to sleep on the wing. And Wisdom herself has logged something like, it's estimated, 3 million flight miles in her lifetime.
3 million miles, maybe going back and forth between the same places. But how is it possible that they live out at sea for that much time?
Well, they have plenty to eat, squid, fish eggs, among other things, and they can stay hydrated because they've got these cool specialized nose tubes to get rid of the salt in the seawater, and they can rest on the surface of the water.
And by the way, we have a photo of Wisdom, the albatross, at our website, hereandnow.org. Do they land on shore, though, in order to mate and lay eggs? That all happens on land.
That's right. And albatrosses mate for life, and their bonds are especially appealing to us humans. They've been seen while nesting to rest their heads on each other's breasts. I mean, that looks like love. And we know they're good at being faithful. One bird expert, Noah Stryker, I love this, he estimated what he called divorce rates in birds. And he said, maybe this is no surprise, flamingos had a divorce rate of about 99%.
Yes.
But albatrosses come in at about 0%, the
wow.
best of any bird species.
How do they meet their soulmates?
So they return to their home islands and they perform these ritualized mating dances that they change a bit over time in order to perfect them and their moves, and they adapt to one another's steps, too. But all of that can take years to choose a mate. These guys are long-living birds. Everything takes a long time, and they only produce one egg at a time. And they might not produce that first egg till around 9 years old. And by the way their lives play out, they do less dancing and more baby rearing as time goes on. In her lifetime, Wisdom has probably produced something like 36 chicks.
Wow. And how are albatrosses in general doing as a species? Are they endangered?
Well, the Lycaon albatrosses are actually the least threatened of the albatrosses. There are 21 species altogether, and 19 are threatened. But seabird populations are declining across the board, and that's because of pollution. There's tons of plastic in the ocean, and the birds are consuming it. They get tangled in fishing lines. And onshore predators, some of them introduced species, steal eggs from the nests. And you know, only one egg a year, the loss of that one egg can be devastating. So Wisdom's continuing participation in increasing the population really is something to celebrate.
So when is that one egg expected to hatch from Wisdom?
Well, we think we might see a mini Wisdom in February.
Mini Wisdom. And may he or she live long, maybe up to 64 and beyond, as Wisdom has. Fingers crossed for the Wisdom family. And again, we've got a photo of Wisdom, the albatross, the 64-year-old albatross who is still reproducing at our website, hereandnow.org. Vicky Croak, who covers all things animal for us here at Here and Now, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.